Welcome to Winning English, helping your English shine through the use of idioms, slang, and cultural references. Today, I have phrases and sayings to express certainty and doubt. Sometimes in life, we are certain that we are correct. Other times, we are not certain. We have doubts. Here are a few different ways to express how much you think you are right. Suppose someone asks you, "Are you sure about this?" To be sure means the same thing as to be certain, and in fact, you might get asked instead, "Are you certain about this?" There are a few quick replies that you can use if you are certain you are right. One, of course, is to simply say, "Yes," but that's so ordinary. Here are a few other choices to spice up your English. Try out absolutely. When something is absolute, it is total. You are totally certain. Are you sure? Absolutely. Building off of that example, you can respond totally. Are you sure? Totally. Note that totally is just a bit less formal than absolutely, though. Another quick reply that's also a bit less formal is 100%. 100% of something is all of it, of course. It's the complete amount. In this case, you believe that you are completely correct. That leads me to a fourth example. You can simply say completely. Another example is for sure. This one is a bit different because for sure actually expresses agreement rather than certainty. That is, it's closer to meaning yes than to meaning absolutely. But it still gives a sense that you are very confident about saying yes. Think of it as an enthusiastic yes. Note that you need for before sure for this response to work. Another more advanced reply would be without a doubt. A doubt, of course, is a reason to believe that you are not right. If you don't have any doubts, you believe you are correct. So if someone asks, "Are you certain?" you can reply, "Without a doubt." There's another slightly longer version of this response that expresses even greater certainty, beyond a shadow of a doubt. When you say this, you believe you are really, really correct. The idea here, I guess, is to think of a doubt as a physical object that could cast a shadow. If you were beyond or away from that shadow, you are not even close to having a doubt. Now, we can only wish that life was so certain all the time. Instead, we often have doubts. There are many ways to express that as well. Like before, the simplest way to express doubt when someone asks, "Are you sure?" is to simply say, "No." But again, that's very ordinary. Let's shake it up a bit. There are a few quick replies you can use. You can say, "Not exactly," or "Not 100%," or "Not entirely." An additional quick reply that requires a complete sentence is, "I'm not sure." Frankly, "I'm not sure" why "I'm not sure" requires you to add "I'm" to make a complete sentence when the others do not, but that's the way we say it. Now, there are some longer replies that express doubt and uncertainty too. First, you could say, "I wouldn't bet on it." This is somewhat informal, but also kind of fun. The idea is that you never want to lose a bet. Who wants to lose money, after all? So if you were to place a bet on how sure you are, would you want to lose money if you were wrong? Another answer you could give is, "To the best of my knowledge." The idea here is, given the facts you know, that is, your knowledge, you believe you are right. But new facts could prove that you are wrong. Are you certain? To the best of my knowledge, yes. And finally, suppose you thought you were 100% correct before, but now you are having doubts. You can express that by answering, "I'm having second thoughts." The idea is that your first thoughts on the subject were based on a certain set of facts or beliefs. But now you've gotten new information or perspective that has led you to doubt your first thoughts. Now you are having second thoughts. Sometimes we use this phrasing as a way to indicate that we've changed our mind on a subject too. In that case, we say, on second thought, then we give our new opinion. Note that this saying, thought, is singular, not plural. Thanks for being part of Winning English. Make sure to hit that subscribe button. Also, sign up for the email newsletter at winningenglish.substack.com to get additional content like a transcript of this video and other helpful images and links. In the latest edition, I point out how Americans write their dates like no other country in the world. Please follow Winning English on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram as well. But most of all, if you like Winning English, please tell a friend. Talk soon.